USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime to allow Chevron to resume pumping oil there, paving the way for a potential reopening of U.S. and European markets to oil exports from Venezuela. This as the White House remains on scramble mode after OPEC announces they will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Reacting to the news that oil may soon be coming from Venezuela, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells CNN.
Well, it's certainly a surprise move. Now, keep in mind the Biden administration has options or has been looking at options from countries like Iran and now this with Venezuela. At the same time, potentially overlooking U.S. domestic production.
At least 35 people, including more than 20 children, are dead after a shooting and stabbing at a daycare center in Thailand. Police in a northeastern province say a gunman was an ex-police officer who recently lost his job. Authorities say after the mass shooting that killed at least 22 children, the gunman went home, killed his wife and child, and then himself. The line at the unemployment office is growing. The Department of Labor says jobless claims for the week ending October 1st were at 219,000, an increase of about 30,000 from the previous week. The Justice Department has charged 11 more pro-life activists with violations of the FACE Act for blocking the entrance of an abortion facility in 2021. If convicted, those charged with conspiracy could face 11 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000. The Major League Baseball regular season is over and the wild card round of the playoffs begins tomorrow. The first best of three series begins just after noon Eastern time with the Cleveland Guardians hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, two Republicans say someone has to be held accountable.
Republican Senators Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and Ted Cruz from Texas have penned a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and say that they have grounds for impeachment if he fails to act swiftly in correcting his gross dereliction of duty at the southern border. Millions of illegal immigrants have invaded the United States under his and President Biden's watch.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. President Biden visited Florida on Wednesday to see one of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Ian. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox Business that all levels of government are coming together to support them.
Everybody knows my stance on President Biden. I've been pretty vocal about how I think his job performance has gone. But we're in the middle of a disaster recovery, so I think everybody understands to put that stuff to the side and just be focused on the job at hand.
A University of Arizona professor is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting on the Tucson campus Wednesday afternoon. The shooting happened around 2 p.m. Campus police say a former graduate student shot the professor in the head who headed the Department of Hydrology and Atmospheric Sciences. DPS troopers arrested the suspect after a traffic stop near Gila Bend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.